Track 7. Unit 2. Listening 2. FCE Part 4. Multiple choice.
In today's edition of Sports Showcase, we talk to 19-year-old Liz Harris, one of the country's rising stars in the fast-growing sport of snowboarding. How long have you been into snowboarding, Liz?
I first did it when I was on holiday with my parents. When I was younger, I used to go skiing every year with them. And then one year I tried snowboarding, and I haven't skied since then. That was 5 years ago.
And what's the achievement that you're most proud of so far?
I suppose it has to be when I entered my first international competition this year. I came first in the big air event and won some money.
Well, let's hope you can go on winning. Would you say, Liz, that there are any particular qualities or strengths you need to have to be a snowboarder?
Good coordination and balance helps, but you don't have to be born with it. Mm. If you practice for a few days, you'll get it anyway, even if you're not naturally sporty.
And have you ever had any nasty falls?
I hurt my back a few years ago on a dry slope. I was doing a jump and I fell really badly, but I didn't break anything. So far, I've been really lucky, unlike my friends, who've all had bad injuries, broken limbs, that kind of thing. No doubt I'll break an arm or a leg soon. It's just a question of time.
How many boys are there compared with girls who snowboard?
There are more guys, that's for sure, but it's a lot more even now. When I first started snowboarding, you hardly ever saw any girls. But now there are loads of them. Not as many as the guys, but almost.
And how do the male snowboarders treat the girls?
Well, as far as my friends are concerned, they couldn't care less what sex you are. But there are certain people that think girls are rubbish and that they shouldn't get paid as much as guys. On the whole, though, spectators have got used to seeing girls on the slopes.
You're professional, aren't you? But you don't get paid.
No. I get a few hundred pounds from some of my sponsors just to help me to pay for my lift pass. Mm-hmm. They also give me a few boards a year, and then, you know, when I get photos in a magazine on the board, it's basically a free advert for the company. So, yeah, all of my equipment is given to me, and that's very useful, of course. Mm-hmm. But I usually just save up the money in the summer and then go and spend it all riding in the winter.
What sort of advice would you give to a girl who wanted to take up snowboarding?
If you can't get out to the Alps, then try going along to your local dry slope, where you can get lessons and hire equipment. Or you could try the Cardiff Snow Dome, which is like a big indoor fridge with real snow. So wrap up warm, because it can get quite cold in there. Anywhere in Britain, though, is fine, really. There are dry slopes all over the place.
We hear you've been doing some modelling work as well, is that right?
Yes, I have. I was on the cover of a fashion magazine a couple of months ago, and I'm hopefully going to get some more work because of that. I didn't actually get paid for doing it, but of course it's great exposure, and any part-time modelling work now could be useful for the future.
You mean you might go on to become a full-time model?
Who knows? If my luck runs out with the snowboarding, then why not? We just have to see.
Well, good luck for the moment with the snowboarding, Liz, and we'll certainly be looking out for you on the catwalk.